guys, this is the reading of love, the real word of God, and this is language. Language as defined by man in the dictionary. The method of human communication, either spoken or written, consisting of the use of words in a structured and conventional way. The history of language goes back thousands of years. However, it did not begin with the creation of the human race. The origin of communication between human beings is energy. The human race could communicate and did communicate with no words because energy is intuitive, it is natural, and all-telling. Energy needs no other explanation because it is what we are. This is why language was created. When looking at language from a higher perspective, with the purpose of its creation being to control the human race as one collective being, the truth of language can easily be acknowledged. Energy, being the core of our existence, is the primary source of information. It is a knowing without explaining. It is a connection to the source of creation, which is every individual at the highest version of themselves. Allowing energy to speak is allowing truth to speak. In order for the human race to be manipulated at a subconscious level, they had to be taken away from trusting what they already know. They had to be taught to believe in something else other than energy. There are no lies in energy. So for the human race to believe lies as truth, another form of communication had to be presented other than energy. When researching the history of language, it is acknowledged that it comes from a cortical speech center that does not respond instinctively, but organizes sound and meaning on a rational level. For the human race to be taken away from everything that they are naturally, logic and ration had to be taught to take place of the divinity that resides within them energetically. The creation of language would allow manipulation to flourish through the explanation of false truth using words. Words have successfully been used to convince the human race to believe opposite of what they feel by teaching them, beginning in religion, not to listen to what they feel. It is not emotion the human race should follow. It is not emotion that is intuition. It is the very energy at the core, the gut feeling that will have no logical explanation, that is the truth. And language was created to discredit this truth. To bring genuine salvation to Earth, the human race must individually choose to follow the energy that speaks to them, versus the words that try to explain away that truth in that energy. The human race will experience true evolution when less language is used and more action is taken. The human race will create a new Earth by following the intuition that resonates through energy, rather than words that penetrate and create false truths. Next is the definition of the human being, as defined by man in the dictionary. A man, woman, or child of the species Homo sapiens, distinguished from other animals by superior mental development, power of articulate speech, and upright stance. The definition of a human being, presented as truth in the dictionary, is the furthest definition away from the truth of what a human being is. The word superior, again, is used to create an energy of division, an energy of superiority and inferiority that is not natural to our creation. A human being is energetically equal to other animals at the source of creation. What the human race possesses is consciousness and free will to choose the energy in which they exist, whereas animals do not have a choice. They are simply one with creation, that is the energy of love. The human being was created as a vessel to experience the energy that we are in a physical life. What we are is love. The human race was created to experience love in a physical form. Love is the state of omni and oneness with all. In love, there is peace and freedom. This is heaven, as explained in religion, and this is what the human being was created to experience on earth. The energy opposite of creation sought to take over this vessel, and so began the fight between good and evil, light and dark, God and devil, creation versus control. The human race was not created to be superior to anything, but was created with love to be one with all. Love is God, the energy of creation. Therefore, the human race is a race of creators that, due to free will, have the choice also to destroy. To define the human race as superior to other living beings is to again create division and superiority where it does not naturally exist. The human being is a physical vessel in which the energy of creation may come to life. The human being was created with a consciousness and free will to choose their energy of existence, because in creation there is no control. Due to this consciousness and free will, the human race was sought after to control by manipulating their perception of who they are. So then they would freely choose to be prisoner to the energy opposite of their creation. Because the human race possesses consciousness and free will, all while also possessing the energy of creation at its core, the human race is the most powerful being in the universe, but their power only resides in the energy of their creation, that is love, and that is why everything has been done to keep them from perceiving this as truth. The human being is a physical vessel in which God resides. God is love. There is no division between human being and creation, no division between human being and God, and no division between human being and any other living being. The human mind has simply been manipulated to choose opposite of this truth. The level that the human race energetically exists at now, the human vessel must be used as a vessel for the divine. The human vessel must be used with purpose to bring God to earth, light to earth, love to earth. Every individual on this earth in this lifetime has a purpose of bringing salvation to humanity by allowing their soul to speak to them in truth. Every individual on this earth in this lifetime has a purpose that is to aid in the creation of a new earth whose foundation is that of God, that of love. Next is God, as defined by man in the dictionary. In Christianity and other monotheistic religions, the creator and ruler of the universe and source of all moral authority, the supreme being. In certain other religions, a superhuman being or spirit worshipped as having power over nature or human fortunes, a deity. The words used to define God are the core of the manipulation language places upon one's perception of God. The word authority is defined as the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. To use the word authority in the definition of God is to manipulate the human race into believing that there is a source superior to them, subconsciously establishing an energy of inferiority to exist at. This description of authority manipulates the human race into believing that God is punishing. This would insinuate that there is a right and wrong, and that there is consequence, none of which is true. There is no right or wrong. There is only perception. To lead the human race to its own destruction, the perception of themselves had to be tainted. For the human race to be led to its own demise, their role on this earth had to be manipulated. When one exists at the energy of creation, which is love, which is God, there is no need for rules. One would then love, understand, accept, and respect themselves, successively loving, understanding, accepting, and respecting all. This is God. This is what would create a new earth. This is the experience the human race was created to live. This is heaven. Because we are energy, there is no right or wrong. There is only cause and effect. Energy is attractive, and energy can only be transformed or repeated, creating density and repeated cycles. Therefore, if one is acting from a foundation of anything other than love, they are simply repeating cycles placed upon them, stemming from the energy that was present in their past lives, making the energy opposite of creation stronger. It is up to every individual to acknowledge this truth. To understand that God is not creating punishment for wrongdoing. Foundational energy is simply manifesting physically. So, God does not have connection to the word authority, as authority is defined. God is the energy of love and can only reign over the human race when individuals that are part of the human race begin to rebuild their foundation of existence to that of God, which is love, first for themselves. God is not a superhuman being. God is the most powerful energy available to us that is love. Therefore, we are all superhuman, but couldn't be told that, because then we wouldn't accept control over us. We wouldn't use our free will to choose to exist at the energy opposite of God, which is fear, if we knew that our power is in love. The human race has the ability to rise to the energy of creation if they choose to do so. It takes stepping away from all previous lies taught, such as the definition of God. Next is love, as defined by man in the dictionary. An intense feeling of deep affection, a great interest and pleasure in something. Feel a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. The dictionary is the go-to manual where people seek the literal meaning of all things existent in language. It is no wonder the human race has been taken so far away from the truth of who they are, because nowhere in the dictionary or the Bible does it say that love is the core of all existence. Nowhere in any teaching spread as truth does it state that love is an energy, the energy in which all was created, and the strongest power available to the human race. Nobody told us that we are one with this power, that we are this power, and that this power is not a feeling, but a state of existence. Nobody told us that it is only within ourselves we would find this feeling of peace, joy, and fulfillment. Instead, we were taught that love could only be experienced between ourselves and another source. The definition of love per the dictionary makes a connection with all sources outside of oneself. The definition of love per the dictionary makes a connection with physical and sexual contact. The definition of love in the dictionary connects it with pleasure in something. Nowhere does it state the truth that love is the pleasure, and it can only be found within oneself, because that is where one would reside at their natural state of being. Love is the very source of creation. Love is the very core of one's existence. Love is you. Love cannot be found in another. Love is not a feeling. It is a state of being. Therefore, the teaching that love is a verb is quite opposite of the truth. Love is not in action. It is the very essence of the energy the human race was created with. Love is not attachment, for attachment has a root of need, which is from a foundation of not feeling whole within oneself, a lack of love for self. Love does not require a physical presence, a title, or sexual obligations. Love is the energy of God, and energy knows no time or distance. Love is forgiving, accepting, understanding, and compassionate for all, no matter who they are or what they've done. One cannot possibly have compassion for, forgive, understand, and accept all in their entirety without first doing all of these things for self. One cannot genuinely love another in the genuine freedom that love is without first loving themselves. God is love. There is no outside source to provide you with a feeling of love, because there is not an outside source that can make you feel a way that you don't already feel inside towards yourself. The human race doesn't know how to love themselves, because every manual provided as answers for life and what defines life is not the truth of love in its entirety. Love is not a verb, it is a noun, a descriptive word of the energy which is creation. One does not have to act to show love. One simply has to reside in the presence of love, which means to reside in the individuality of themselves. When this is acknowledged individually, love is naturally exuded to all, and this is the salvation of humanity. Again, I highly encourage you to purchase the hard copies of these books, because there may come a point in time in the future where we do not have internet access. Amazon.com/author /Shauna Starr. All of my books are there. Love y'all.